Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Wow, time flies, huh? Moving right through the morning. It's almost like time knows that I have a lot of work to do after work.
And it wants to hurry up and get you to it.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm like, slow down. No hurry here.
Well, see, I wasn't sure if you were talking about the day or the fact that Christmas is next week.
Yeah, it's it's weird because, you know, we'll take a little time off and it'll be nice, a little break, and everyone deserves it. But, it's almost like, oh, we got this big break, but it's Christmas is right, like you said, right around the corner.
Yeah, I'm not ready.
It is 8:07 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. One of your top stories, U.S. blockade of Venezuelan oil tankers. Yeah, they're not playing by the rules. You're going to try to get around the sanctions. Well, I might just have to, pirate Donald J. Trump. The old captain might just have to just take over. Take over the ship. And, we've done that to one already. We'll see how that goes. Of course, Democrats are crying like a bunch of little snot-nosed little red diaper babies that they are. Shooter Brown University, as far as we know, still has not been caught. There's no credible threat to, the neighborhood. We got a murderer running around. I don't know.
He's got a pattern of killing people.
Yeah.
He's done it. So I'd say that's a threat.
Yeah.
Now, I may not have a new target specifically, but there's still a danger there.
I found an interesting piece. It's an opinion piece by somebody who actually went through the whole gender thing.
Oh.
I was 15 and trusted the experts on gender care. Turns out they were winging it.
Wow.
Quote, "I feel like we're all just winging it," said one clinician at the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, according to a recent report that exposed a recording of what advocates of so-called gender-affirming care have been saying when they think no one's watching. Yeah. And that's okay. You're winging it too. But maybe we can just, like, wing it together. These are things that they have said. These are the people that are for this transgender stuff and guiding people into changing their sexually who they are physically.
It's kind of a lifelong decision you're making here. It shouldn't be one that you wing.
And so Prisha Mosley, she says, the it and the winging it, that was my body. Their recklessness has left me with lifelong scars, both physical and psychological. Mm-hmm. I was only around 15 when I was introduced to transgenderism. A lot of what I heard resonated with me. I hated myself and I hated my body. I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder and anorexia. So I was no stranger to being uncomfortable in my own body. I'd gone into the doctor's office to get help for my mental state. And after my first appointment, I left with a letter of approval for testosterone.
After one visit.
This is a 15-year-old girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Just one appointment led me down the path of permanent destruction and mutilation. I believed my doctors when they told me that girls could become boys and that removing my breast was a life-saving care.
See?
I needed to avoid taking my own life. I genuinely believed the doctors who said transitioning was going to be the cure to my mental and emotional distress. I was not in a good enough place or old enough to understand that I was being medically abused or that having my healthy body parts destroyed and discarded would only deepen my trauma. Yet those calling themselves medical professionals didn't care. They were, after all, winging it. Doctors are required to do no harm. As a teenager struggling with severe mental health challenges, I wasn't aware that I was being experimented on. I went to these doctors because I needed help, real help. I was distressed, mentally ill, and suicidal. By any standard, I was a vulnerable little girl, and the last thing I needed was to go under the knife. There are entire fields dedicated to stabilizing young people in crisis. None of those protocols include experimenting on healthy, developing bodies. None of them includes rushing children into irreversible harm. None of them include rushing children into permanent procedures without long-term data, consensus, or basic caution. This particular news story was incredibly painful to read. The phrase, winging it, has echoed in my mind for days. But that's precisely what happened to me, and that's what's happening to countless others. My story is unfortunately one of many, and I am choosing to speak out. The consequences of these doctors winging it haunt me every single day. When I look in the mirror, when I use the bathroom, they're there when I'm bonding with my children. Every part of my daily life is a reminder of what was done to me under the guise of compassion. When I see the life-altering consequences that I have no choice but to carry, I wonder how any medical professional, institution, or organization entrusted with the lives of children could justify this recklessness. How could they gamble with the future of thousands of children's lives, including mine? The truth is, the doctors never considered my future. They considered their ideologies, personal agendas, and wallets above the lives of the very ones that they were treating. I have a baby now, a child whose life has been shaped by the medical decisions forced onto me when I was far too young and unstable to consent to what was happening. Because of the doctors who operated on me when I was young, I was unable to breastfeed my son. My body was never designed to endure hormones meant for men and surgeries that cut away my healthy breasts. Yet the people responsible, the ones who were supposed to protect me, shrugged off their own uncertainty and made decisions anyway. They were winging it with my life, with my child's life, with the lives of countless young patients who trusted them. As a suicidal teenager, I was seeking what I was told would be a life-saving care. What I didn't realize was that the doctors who were tasked with taking care of me were rewriting my future and putting it in the hands of people who had no desire to help my mental illness. Now that the truth is coming out, the question I keep returning to is painfully simple. Why didn't my doctors care enough to protect me?
Wow.
Yep. Whatever the answer to that question is, what matters is that the medical community must be held accountable, not only for the harm already done to people like me, but also to prevent vulnerable children from going through what I did. No young person should ever again be subjected to irreversible interventions based on guesswork. No parent should be pressured into consenting to experimental medicine disguised as certainty. And no child should grow up to learn that the adults entrusted with their care were making it up as they went along. Prisha Mosley is an independent woman ambassador and detransitioner. Storytelling platform of independent women is IW, featuring Prisha's story as part of its Identity Crisis docuseries, which highlights the irreversible harms of gender ideology. Her story, including her pregnancy journey, was documented in two parts, and you can find it links on foxnews.com. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, real tough story to hear, but Instead of just blaming the doctors, a 15-year-old kid in most places can't set up a doctor's appointment themselves. They need parents, and they sure as hell can't get surgery. I know there's a lot of stories out there, but there's got to be parents condoning this. So let's put a little bit of this decision-making on the family and not just the doctors. I'm not saying the doctors are in the clear. They're horrible. But the parents are put in this are doing this too. This is not just a doctor's problem making money.
No, but if you look at it from this standpoint, if you're, say, your spouse, that they detect cancer, you're no cancer expert. What do you know? They're telling you that the procedures that they are going to undertake are going to save her life.
Right.
So you believe them. You entrust in them the care of your, in this case, your wife, because they're the quote-unquote experts.
Right.
Well, parents who are having issues, their child's suicidal, and they're told, hey, this will remedy that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we keep being told. Oh, all these suicides of teens, if you don't let them live whatever direction they want to go, they're going to commit suicide. How about they've already got a mental problem that needs addressed?
Yeah, well, that's how they're addressing the mental problem with the physical mutilation of the healthy, the otherwise physically healthy child. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got your top stories, the U.S. blockade of Venezuela and the oil tankers, and we've got a lot more to talk about coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. It's 8:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. President Donald Trump Tuesday ordered a total blockade of oil tankers entering or leaving Venezuela, declaring the Nicolas Maduro regime a foreign terrorist organization and accusing it of using stolen U.S. assets to finance terrorism, trafficking, and other criminal activity. So serious actions being taken. Democrats, of course, are crying and whining. Jamie Raskin, Democrat, said something along the lines of, Trump's just doing this to redirect us from looking at the eroding economy. Okay. Last I checked, all the jobs that have been created since Trump's been back in office, have all been jobs taken by Americans. Wow. Unlike the years of Biden, where the vast majority of jobs were created, by the way, in government, expanding government, for basically to be filled by immigrants. Okay. President Donald Trump took action Tuesday, like I said, with the armada and the blockade of Venezuela, but also to impose full travel restrictions and entry limitations on five more nations. Niger, South Sudan are just a couple of them. As the White House tells Breitbart, the president is working to keep dangerous aliens out of our country. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson provided an exclusive statement to Breitbart, said President Trump's top priority will always be the safety and security of the American people. This is just another way that the president is working to keep dangerous aliens out of our country who seek to exploit or harm American citizens. Countries with rampant corruption, lack of government control, or who are undermined by radical terrorist groups engaging in heinous crimes are unable to provide assurances that the foreign nationals from their countries will not bring these criminal enterprises to the U.S. The Trump administration will always choose America first. It sounds simple, doesn't it? Putting America first. But it really is true. And you have to wonder, all the actions that the Democrats have taken and all the things that they support are the antithesis of putting America first. They've put illegals first for 4 years. I mean, it really is overly simple, isn't it? How were the Democrats able to complicate it to the point to where they got enough people to vote for them to say, yeah, open borders is a good thing? Unvetted people coming into our nation from all over the world? I don't understand where that makes sense to some people. I just don't. And how could the percentages be high enough to get these people elected to offices? I mean, I get it if you're in a, deep blue zone or whatever. You know, that's one thing, but anything that where, elections normally would be somewhat close, it seems like the Republicans would have the edge, but that's not the trend that we have seen.
That's a scary thought.
Well, I'm very concerned about the midterms, and if there's an inability to hold the House and the Senate with a Republican majority, there's a lot of things that President Trump would like to get done on behalf of the American people that he will be unable to do. So everybody has to show up for the midterms, okay? If you voted for Trump, you show up in the midterms and support him. You can't sit home and hope for the best. That's not going to go well. Golf legend Phil Mickelson, he's not afraid of speaking out.
No.
He's made comments here and there. He responded to the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's post-Bondi Beach attack gun control push by noting that the two terrorists who opened fire Sunday evening didn't seem affected by the strict gun laws already in place. Mickelson used X to post, quote, "In fact, the shooting went on for a long time since there wasn't anybody else with a gun to stop them." That is true. It went on painfully long. Did you watch any of that video? And that kid seemed to be fairly well versed in working that bolt action rapidly.
I mean, wasn't it like 10 minutes or something like that? I mean, which is an eternity of somebody shooting at you.
Yes. He linked the Prime Minister's speech about the possibility of enlarging Australian gun controls and said, "I'm not a big gun guy, but even I'm not this dumb to believe that what this guy is selling." And he is considering expansion of Australian gun controls since this Bondi Beach attack. Ironically, the new controls would affect law-abiding citizens rather than the two terrorists who committed the heinous act and others like them. The New York Times noted that the Australian government will consider measures including a limit on the number of firearms a person can own and a ban on gun licenses for non-citizens. Okay. And remember, the son was on a terror watch list for a while when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there?
Yeah. Well, you know, he was 6 months. He didn't do anything. So we'll move on. Yeah, we don't need to watch him anymore.
All right. It is 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we have got a ton of stuff still to get to. Hang in there, my friends. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:34. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. One of your top stories, U.S. blockade of Venezuelan oil tankers. We'll dig into that a little bit. Also, if you haven't heard, hear about Walmart, at least in one area. This was in Biloxi. And they had folks coming back with loaves of bread that said, hey, there's razor blades in the bread.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, apparently an unhinged Texas woman was arrested for allegedly shoving razor blades into loaves of bread at two Mississippi Walmart locations. Camille Benson, 33, was cuffed on Tuesday, charged with attempted mayhem after customers reported finding razor blades at the Walmart Supercenter and a Walmart neighborhood market in Biloxi. That's according to Biloxi police. And yeah, they had customers that come in and then another one. And by the third one, they said, wait a second here. There's something going on. And they looked at some surveillance footage and finding someone who put some razor blades and loaves of bread at Walmart apparently appears to be much easier than finding somebody who murdered two people on a college campus.
Amazing what good cameras do for you. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell the president of Brown University, oh, wait, she knows all about high-res cameras. She has much, much better security in her own home than she affords the students of the university of which she's president. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Oh, because some of the parts of the engineering building are older, and so they didn't have any cameras there, but in the newer part, they do. How does that make sense on any level?
I bet they could engineer a way to put them in.
Oh,
I know, crazy.
Look at that, look at that.
I know, crazy.
Yeah, we can't install security apparatus in any older building. Said no one ever. Yeah, Buckingham Palace. That's been around for a while.
Oh, it's old.
You think they got security stuff going on around there?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? You think?
Yeah. The Vatican, I'll bet. And it's really old, yeah.
Oh, you better believe it.
Oh, yeah. Those are old cameras, I'll bet.
Vatican has walls and cameras. I'm not piling on here, just giving you another part of the tentacle of this Michigan coach who, there's a term I would use. Basically, he soiled his bed, you could say. And so Michigan players are not real happy with the whole scandal, of course. Amid the fallout from the cheating scandal and the subsequent arrest of former Michigan head coach Sherrone Moore, and the Wolverine players he left behind are feeling betrayed. He was arraigned Friday afternoon, charged with home invasion in the third degree, stalking, breaking and entering after breaking into his mistress's home and threatening to kill himself after she revealed the nature of their illicit relationship to university administrators. In an interview on Monday, Michigan interim coach Bill Pogge, Biff, Pogge told reporters how his players are struggling with the new reality of life without the man who recruited most of them. It's been a tumultuous time, he said. First there's disbelief, then there's anger, then really, right now, the kids, quite frankly, feel very betrayed, and we're trying to work through that. My understanding, by the way, and I have read several stories on this from a lot of different sources, so don't consider me necessarily the expert on it. I'm just sharing what I have learned, how factual some of it is. I can't attest to, frankly.
Right.
But my understanding is that you would say, well, I wonder why she blew the whistle on him.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding that he was told that there's a problem, that everybody knows about their relationship.
Okay.
And he said, so, she can't work with you anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Allegedly, he took that to mean that he must fire her.
Okay.
But that's not necessarily what they meant. They meant, you got to move her because
right.
It takes two to tango.
Sure, it does.
Why should she be on the losing end?
Right.
But move her so that this kind of thing, hopefully, will cease happening, whatever.
So I'm thinking she didn't react well to that?
Yeah. Apparently, when she was, pulled into the office and she's like, whoa, hold on a second. You're going to can me? No. I'm the younger one. I'm the one working over this boss. And yeah, some things occurred, but you need to know X, Y, and Z. And that's when things kind of began to change. And just if we listen and we watch these things, especially younger people, take them as a warning. You don't have to go through it. Somebody already did.
Yeah.
And you see what the outcome is. And it never starts out as something like, warning, warning, warning. You know, nobody's going to send you a memo. This move could ruin your entire life.
Mm-mm.
Turn it upside down. Never starts out that way. It's all happy and feel good.
Oh, yeah. New and exciting.
Yeah.
And then reality.
Come here. Uh-huh. Just come here. Come yep. here. Come mm-hmm. here.
Blah. Yeah, pretty
kinda
much
like that.
Yeah, kind of. An exact quote right there.
Hey, did you hear Buck Rogers died?
I did.
That's sad. I didn't think he was going to die to like the 25th century.
Yeah.
Right?
I hadn't thought about it that way because he's there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Gil Gerard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has passed away at the age of 82. So that was Tuesday that he actually passed away. His home in Georgia from a rare and viciously aggressive form of cancer. Huh. So it was very aggressive. So I guess it happened in kind of a short period of time. And Buck Rogers in the 25th century achieved success in the wake of the original Star Wars film and remains a touchstone in U.S. pop culture history. And Gil Gerard and his former wife, actress Connie Selica. That was his former wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Erin Gray was kind of his, I don't know what you'd call her on the show. But anyway, she was the female star. She was in a lot of stuff in that same era. And then a very interesting-looking little robot that ran around. Just saying.
I'm totally familiar with uh-huh. Buck Rogers, the yes. concept, the idea, and the show.
Right.
But I was never really tuned into it. I wasn't mm-hmm. I wasn't a follower.
Yeah.
But it reminds me, you know, a couple days ago, Anthony Geary,
yes.
From soap opera fame, from General Hospital. You remember Luke and Laura? You know, they got married and all that. Now we're going back to the 80s here. But he passed away. Anthony Geary did a few days ago. And we didn't get a chance to mention it. So,
yeah.
You know, I thought I would do that now. And it does... does make you feel sometimes, you know, like you're aging.
Well, because we think of them as they were when we watched them, and they were older than us then. So it's that math thing that pops up once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. 82.
Man. Yeah, he was 82.
Wow.
Luke and Laura, that was...
Oh, yeah.
That was like a... That trended many...
Oh, my goodness.
Young men... The people in general, but mm-hmm. many young men watching soap operas.
Well, that was the daytime version of Who Shot JR. I mean, that wedding was like one of the biggest watched things on television. I mean, that whole Luke and Laura thing just caught on in society.
Look at all the stars that came out. Wasn't Rick Springfield on that? Dr. Noah Drake? Mm-hmm. Yes,
yep.
He was in it. What about Blackie?
Yep. Uh-huh. He was there. The other singer, Jack...
Wagner,
yep. I mean, they were all there.
Yeah.
It was... Yeah, that was the growing ground for stars.
Kind of a launching pad. I want to say even, no, I think she was on a different soap opera.
Demi?
No, I was thinking Betsy Andropoulos was her name on the show, and she was played by Meg Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Meg Ryan. But I think that was As the World Turns or Young and the Restless, one of those two. And, I'd go over, like, you know, we'd be visiting in Philadelphia, and my aunt would mm-hmm. always have, like, the soaps on.
Yeah.
My mom was not a big follower or fan. But then later on, you know, your friends and stuff were getting into it. And sometimes we had some free time during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, kept us out of trouble, actually. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing major TV companies. For spying?
What?
Yep, he has filed lawsuits against five major television companies accusing them of unlawfully collecting personal data through automated content recognition, ACR technology, built into their devices. According to Paxton, major TV manufacturers including Sony, Samsung, and LG are snooping on owners in a way that is invasive, deceptive, and unlawful. Newsweek reports that he has initiated this legal action against the companies that I named. And, that the companies have been secretly recording what users watch on their televisions through the use of automated content recognition technology, which he says, look, this is an uninvited, invisible, digital invader.
But should we be surprised by that? We've thought for years that our phones are listening to us. People are covering the cameras on their laptops and their televisions. I mean, this. I'm glad he's doing something about it, but it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that we're being watched and decide what they're going to try to sell us. And
I don't care. I don't care what shows that they track that I may be watching.
Yep.
I just don't want that television screen to be a two-way situation, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, that's been the case.
Because then I would feel like my privacy has been very invaded.
You better start wearing a robe, Bob. That's all I'm saying.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, the same.
I'll look into it. 8:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here stirring it up. But we've got plenty more to talk about. Coming up, listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky. Good thing we're not in dire straits right now. But I have a feeling that maybe some Venezuelan oil tankers could find themselves in dire straits. Get it, Greg?
I see what you're doing.
Yeah, we're doing a blockade.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
I'm just proud the president was able to sneak in the most important word when it comes to naval blockades, and that is armada.
It just has a
sound. Once
you
said armada,
you're in.
I was happy, and I said, "Arg, that's me boy. Donald J. Trump, Captain Trump." And so he's my favorite pirate.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe that's why, you know, I like the Buccaneers, too.
You know, there could be a pattern here.
I don't want to talk about sad stuff.
I know. It's been one of those weeks, hasn't it?
It really
just
has.
Just a lot of bad stuff in the news.
The PT, the woman giving me the physical therapy.
Yep.
She asked me what I did, you know, radio. Oh, well, what do you talk about? I said, well, you know, whatever's going on in the world, you know, some local stuff, maybe in the state, nationally, whatever, some political stuff. And I go, but I got to tell you, I love my job. But today, and that was Monday, I said, today was really hard.
It was.
Because nobody wants to start their morning going, it's doom and gloom, death and destruction, the world's falling apart, don't go to work. You know, as I said, I pride myself in trying to keep things as upbeat as you can and knowing that, you've got to deal with some information and some stories that are not, clearly not happy stories. And this is one of them. Nick Reiner, can you imagine this? You've got a family, okay? You, in your career, have been highly successful, okay? Rob Reiner, I mean, really, top 1%. And he had a father that obviously helped him and guided him, and he got a lot of his funny bone from him, I'm sure, Carl Reiner. And so you've got this family, and one of your children has, you know, a substance abuse issue, and it's very serious. And, you know, you love your kids, and you try, you spare no expense in putting them in rehab over and over again, because for that particular family, money is not really an issue. But even with all the money, all the rehab, all the attention, the tough love, then the love, and then the rehab love, and all of that, still none of it was enough to really help this guy.
Yeah, that's sad.
And you can see him kind of morphing and changing in how he looked. Because the last picture that I saw of him, he looked kind of scary.
Yeah.
And it looked like he possesses what I call those dead eyes. And I mean, it's one look. There are families that deal with this all the time, every day, and you may or may not hear about it. A lot of families just kind of keep it quiet.
And it doesn't matter how rich or famous you are. At the end of the day, that is still a problem.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't answer all the problems just because you've got money.
But and here's an important note too. You know, there's a lot of addiction out there of a lot of different things, but drugs and alcohol being the two major ones. In the vast majority of cases, These people are not violent, and nor do they become violent in most of the cases. But occasionally you'll get the ones that, yes, when they're under the influence, they definitely change and turn into somewhat of a monster, or definitely a monster in this case, clearly. I mean, he turned out to be a real monster. I guess he was getting into kind of an argument, I think, with his father. They were at Conan O'Brien's at a Christmas party. Yeah. And then he got into some sort of issue with the comedian Bill Hader from you know, from SNL.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, it was the daughter that finds the mom and dad.
Oh,
and at first,
awful.
You didn't even know that her mom was there as well and murdered, stabbed to death, both of them. Just, you know, gut-wrenching. Awful. And so many families, I mean, suffer with this addiction-type thing. And if the counselors will tell you. They'll tell the family, and they'll tell the person that has the addiction issue. They'll say, look, generally there are two ways out of this, okay? Three ways, I guess. One, you stay clean and sober and, you know, stay on track. But more likely is you're either going to get arrested and do a prison term or you're going to be dead. Those are like, those are your three kind of main you know, roads with the guardrails on them. This is probably what's going to happen. So it's sad. And you, again, I hearken back to, you think of all the advances we've made in science. You think about, you know, automatic driving cars. We can have a truck drive across the country without a driver in it. We could do that.
We can.
But we can't be highly effective with addiction. Somewhat effective. Depends on a lot of variables, but, you know, it wouldn't it be great if there was a quote-unquote cure? They're making some advances. They've got some compounds now that are supposed to be kind of helpful in those areas, helpful at least. But now, we're still going to see, unfortunately, a lot of addiction, a lot of loss of life, a lot of wasting of life, if you will. Hard to be productive and also be an addict at the same time, an active addict, I guess I should say. Speaking of which, a doctor who pleaded guilty in a scheme to supply ketamine to actor Matthew Perry before his overdose death was sentenced Tuesday. Man, they threw the book at him, Greg.
Yeah, what'd he get?
8 months of home confinement.
What?
Yeah, isn't that a joke?
Come on.
8 months of home confinement.
Unreal.
Yep.
That's the punishment.
Judge Sherilyn Peace Garnett handed down the sentence that included 3 years of supervised release to the 55-year-old Dr. Mark Chavez in a federal courtroom in L.A. Yep. Wow. It is 8:57 on the Bob Rose Show. Never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can listen to the podcast whenever it works for you, wherever you normally get your podcast. 9 o'clock stretch is next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.